Hi, and welcome to Mind Gal, the show all about overcoming obstacles. My name is Monica, and I'm going to be your host. Today, I think I want to talk a little bit about fear and why we are so afraid, specifically afraid of failure. Because I see this a lot with the people that I work with, the people that I encounter, and certainly in my own life. So the blog post this week was all about the reasons that we fear failure. And I'm going to outline them a little bit and expand on them in this podcast. And the reasons that I cited, although I think that there are more, the reasons that I cited are exposure, vulnerability, and self-esteem. So let me kind of go over those a little bit. I think that fear is often the root cause. Well, it is actually. Fear is the root cause of anxiety. We are afraid of something, so we try to stay clear from it. We go into the fight, flight, or freeze modality, and we don't know how to get out of it. So when we are fearing something, we try to avoid it at all cost. So I don't know about you, but my biggest fear in life is the fear of getting found out. And I think that a lot of people can relate to that. And what I mean by that is, for me, it means basically just being afraid that people are going to find out that I'm not so smart, I don't have much to offer, and really I'm just a bunch of hot air. Because for me, my biggest insecurity is that of my intellect. And whatever it is for you, you might have a fear of getting found out about that. But I think a lot of the people I talk to, it is fear of people finding out that they're not smart enough and they're not good enough. So for me, that exposure in a visual form, what I see is me up on a stage with a massive amount of audience members and my clothes just kind of falling off one at a time. And it's kind of like I'm there exposed and it's embarrassing and I don't know what I'm going to do. And it's a very, very uncomfortable feeling. And I think that as people, we try to avoid being uncomfortable as much as possible. So exposure is one reason that we avoid fear. Another reason, which is taking exposure to the next level, is vulnerability. And I will be talking a lot about vulnerability in episodes to come because it's really a big one. I think that vulnerability for a lot of us is the most uncomfortable feeling that we have, and we want to certainly avoid feeling vulnerable at all costs. For me, vulnerability means that people will see who I am, my authentic self. And it's really kind of ironic because relationships and building relationships, that's the cornerstone of any kind of significant learning or significant anything that can happen. You have to build relationships first, people first. But you cannot have a significant relationship unless you are authentic. And you can't really be authentic unless you are vulnerable. So they're tied together, and it makes it really difficult, I think, for a lot of people to be authentic. Because really, they want to run from themselves and that fear that people are going to not like them, right? So like I said earlier, my biggest fear is that people will think that I'm not smart and that I don't have anything to offer. If I'm exposed, then I'm feeling very uncomfortable. When I'm exposed and I'm feeling uncomfortable, I can always go back to, well, they don't really know who I am. I haven't really shown my true self. So if they don't like me, they don't know who I am. But vulnerability, that means they know who you are because you've shown them. So now you've really opened yourself up, because if you're vulnerable, people have seen who you are. And you know what? Some people are not going to like you. That was a tough lesson for me, because I used to be, and I still am, like, let's be clear, a people pleaser. I do not like it when people don't like me. I'm uncomfortable with it. I'm starting to become a little bit more comfortable with people not liking me, because I do realize that if everyone likes you, you might not be doing it right. I think that as I grow older, it's more important for me to be respected than it is to be liked. So you don't have to like who I am. I mean, I'm kind of a crazy character, really. I have a very dry, sarcastic sense of humor. A lot of people don't understand it. and sometimes it can come across as really crass, and I'm bold. I just kind of bottom line things, and sometimes I'm a little bit rough around the edges, but I am real because I've spent time and I've effort to be real. But it doesn't make it any less strenuous and any less stressful for me to be vulnerable. Every time I step into a vulnerable situation, I want to run and I want to hide, and my anxiety goes up and my heart starts beating and I feel like I'm about to have a panic attack. In my younger days, I would turn around and I'd walk the other way. In fact, one time in high school, I was so afraid of speaking. I was a speech class, and I was so afraid of getting up in front of everybody and giving my speech that I prepared for. I was ready. I practiced. I took an E in that class. I failed, or in that subject, I failed that speech because I refused to get up and give it. Funny part about that is that I ended up majoring in communication, and now my favorite thing in the world to do is public speaking. But I'm scared every time I do it, but I do it anyway. And I think that is the difference. And then there's the self-esteem, because if you have a fear of vulnerability and a fear of exposure, and you don't want to be authentic because you want to keep that armor up, it's usually because of a self-esteem issue, right? Like there's stories that we're telling ourselves that are not true. Our narrative is saying that we are really not good enough, nobody's going to like us, and it's very self-defeatist behavior and self-defeatist language that we're telling ourselves. And when we tell ourselves those things that are self-defeating, we start to act that way and we start to believe that way. And that's why mindset is really, really important. I was listening to, or I was reading another blog the other day by this guy named Michael. And the blog is Michael is Amazing. You can find that at michaelisamazing.com. And it's a great blog. It talks a lot about mindfulness and the importance of just being present in your feelings. And I think that that is really, really important. So back to the fear of failure. We fear failure because of how we define what failure is, right? We usually don't avoid things that empower us, right? We usually lean into those things. But for us, a lot of the times, we fear failure because the definition that we've put on ourselves of what failure is somehow weakness. We usually don't try to avoid things that make us feel okay. We usually try to do more of those things. So if we are avoiding failure, it is because we've told ourselves that failure means that we are not okay. So if we don't succeed, if we don't win, then we're not okay. So we fear stepping into that unknown, and we avoid taking risk, and we avoid really reaching our potential and reaching our purpose because we don't want to fall and we don't want to fail, and we think that we are not going to be okay. So really, we need to change the definition of what failure is. And to do that, it means that we need to change our narrative and we need to change the stories that we tell ourselves about who we are. Failure is just one more stepping stone to success. How many times have we heard the stories about Einstein failing and Edison? Like how many light bulbs? I can't remember how many light bulbs that he tried and none of them worked, and finally one of them worked and now he's a genius. But like we talk about everybody's successes, but we don't talk about their failures that led to the success. And I think that's really detrimental. I think that we need to start talking about the failures. I think that's really, really important. So if I succeed at something, I want you to know everything that I did that was completely unsuccessful before I got to that. I mean, for instance, a very small example, this podcast right now. It took me hours upon hours of trial and error trying to figure out how to set music to it, how to edit it, how to record it, how to upload it to the media platforms. People who understand technology, they were probably able to do that in a matter of minutes, but it took me hours and days, and I failed, and I got frustrated, and I failed again, and I failed again, and I failed again until I succeeded. And here I am, and you're listening to me now because I figured it out. Now, it's not perfect at all. It's The music is probably not fantastic. The editing might not be fantastic, but I'm here because I'm going to allow myself to be here. And I know that I will get better. So the first failure that I had with this podcast was just not being able to do it. But here I am now, and it's just going to get better from there. And that really goes for anything in life. Anything that is worth doing is going to be tough to do. Why is it that we tell ourselves that we have to be perfect right out of the gate? That's such a horrible message to tell ourselves. And you know what? We end up telling our children that message as well when we are acting in a way that we need to win all the time. Winning is subjective, really. Winning doesn't mean you get a prize at the end or you get an award or you get an honorable mention. Sometimes winning is just showing up. Sometimes winning is just doing the best that you can do. So I want us to really think about failure and think about how we can redefine what failure is. And the next thing that you're working on, whatever that is for you, because everybody's working on something right now, whatever it is that you're working on and whatever it is that you're afraid to do because you're afraid of failing, I want you to ask yourself, why is it that I'm so afraid to fail? And why is failure so bad? And what does failure mean to me in this situation? And how can I redefine its meaning so that I can walk into the risk and do the tasks that I want to do? It doesn't mean that the fear is going to go away, but it means that the fear won't stop you. And really, that's what it's all about. Life is not about being fearless. Fearless is a really stupid word. Fearless is a word that society somehow uses as an excuse. I remember when I was going through cancer a couple years ago, I used to see fearless everywhere, on keychains, coffee mugs, everywhere. And it got me thinking, this is such a really stupid word because I'm afraid. I didn't know what was going to happen. I'm in this midst of chemotherapy and radiation. I lost my hair. I didn't know what my life was going to look like, and I was afraid. And seeing everything out there telling me that I should be fearless was a horrible message. And it was at that point that it really hit me that society puts a label of shame on fear so that if we feel fear, we also feel weak. And that is not okay. So if your definition of fear is weakness, it is necessarily going to impact what your definition of failure is. So we need to change that definition of fear. Fear is just a human emotion. That's all it is. You don't have to give it life. You can just recognize it. You can recognize what it's doing to your body. And maybe you can say fear is courage. Facing fear is courage. Walking into the unknown is hard. But doing it anyway, that takes a lot of gumption. So as you go about your week, just kind of think about that and think about the fear and the failure. And I want you to really challenge yourself to change your stories and change your definition of what that is. And if you want to go on my blog and read some more articles about fear, about anxiety, about perfectionism, panic attacks, there's a lot of really good information on there. And there's a lot of good resources that you can link to. So if you're struggling with any of these things, there's resources that can help you out. And you can find me at www.mindgal.com. And you can also link to my Facebook page too. You can like that page and you can join a group. I have a closed group called Overcoming Barriers. It's a place where people can go to meet other people who are struggling with the same kinds of things. And we can help each other get through some obstacles, because sometimes people have been through different things and they've overcome something that somebody else is struggling with. So this group is really just designed as a means to empower each other, really. So I encourage you to go take a look. So if you like what you're listening to, please subscribe to the Mind Gal podcast on any of the podcast platforms. We do iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, trying to get onto Google Play, but I'm having a little bit of a hard time figuring that one out, but hopefully soon. And share it with your friends. Give us a 5-star rating and a review. That really helps with our numbers. And go on over to my webpage, mindgale.com. It's got a ton of different resources and information that you can link to and that you can learn about. So if you're struggling with any kind of obstacles or anxiety or panic attack, it's got a lot of good resources for you over there. So make sure that you subscribe to that website so that you never miss new posts and new resources that maybe might come out. So until we meet again, I hope that you use this week to empower yourself and whatever it is that you are afraid of doing and whatever it is that you're afraid of failing at, I want you to challenge yourself to do it. And more than that, ask yourself, why is it that I'm afraid of failing? What does failure mean to me? And change that definition because you have the power to change however you're thinking. This is Monica, and this is the Mind Gal podcast. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.